This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, on the website. And we're also broadcasting to selected Salem Media Group stations around the country in some of the biggest radio markets in the country. And we've got some great independents dropped in to add a little flavor to it around the country as well, and we're happy for them. And we also broadcast around the world via the Internet, streaming off our GCN Live website, also my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and many of the radio station affiliates have got their streaming going as well. Now, we're also on the Westwood One satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, a special shout-out to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to the FedEx and the UPS drivers, as well as the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail out there. That would be Felix and company. We appreciate you guys and gals out there. And let's not forget also that we've got our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. That's the website, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show over on Facebook. And we're also heard on MeWe, Gab, Getter, True Social, Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, to CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Now, you can also find us over on Spotify, Amazon Music and Audible, Player FM, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, Boomplay, Deezer, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts for good measure, as well as on all of the Salem Media stations. They have a podcast page for our show because they have a link there to it. And GCN Live, and of course, Podomatic is our big podcast provider. Now, joining us right off the bat, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to go down and pick up the colonel. We got Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, who I'll see today for lunch. And good morning to you, Colonel.
Hey, good morning. How are you all?
We are doing good, and they are applauding you, and they're going to go back inside because it's 79 degrees. We've lost a degree since midnight, went from 80 to 79, but we'll take it. So we're going to say the pledge. You guys ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
Here I go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation
under
God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I got a big old surprise for you. You want to hear it?
I'm always up for a surprise.
Okay. In a remarkable twist to former President Donald Trump's recent indictment, we've now found out the U.S. District Judge, hang 'em high, Tanya Chutkan, who, by the way, has given some really tough sentences to some January 6th defendants that she sentenced in her court. The judge assigned to Trump's case in Washington, D.C., happens to be the same Tanya Chutkan. She's had previous connections with a law firm that she was working for that worked closely with, ready for it, Hunter Biden and the Ukrainian energy firm Burisma. She spent 12 years with that firm working with those people. That should immediately disqualify her from this case. Do you think it will?
No, it won't, but I think you're right. It ought to. It's hard to imagine that a fair trial could be had either in Washington, D.C. or in New York, either or. I mean, you could extend and say, well, this guy Smith ought to recuse himself from prosecuting all these cases. But, of course, that didn't happen and won't happen. But you're right. It's abundant, and it doesn't play well. If you believe in the rule of law and you want to see an outcome that at least half the people can have some credence in and belief in and restore some faith and confidence in the United States government or our way of life, I think you're right. She ought to recuse, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, the I word is popping up a lot right now about Joe Biden, and a lot of people are trying to jump the gun and say, let's go get him. It's time to do it. Well, it's not. They don't still have enough solid evidence. They just don't. For example, we've heard there's tapes. Well, where are they? We've heard there may be some video even along with some of these tapes. Well, where is it? But with the 20-plus phone calls, all we have so far is a he said, he said, back and forth. We don't know, with what was said, if it's actually totally true or not, although we have heard that there may be some backup tapes which would change that story and make it more authentic to believe. But they've got to have, the Republicans have got to have, the I's dotted and the T's crossed. They can't go off half-cocked on this, or that will be the end of them.
Yeah, I have a little bit of faith, notwithstanding all the bloviating that wishful thinkers in the Republican Party want to have, that the leadership in the House will continue to do what it is doing. Whether Trump was running for president or not, I believe that they would be pursuing what they're doing because it's the right thing to do to build the case. Now, I think you could argue that legally, in the case of just the law, there's a stronger case for impeachment of Biden than there is for indicting Trump on the January 6th events. But
yes,
two separate, totally different issues. I think you're right, but let's have a little bit of faith. I think that they can start to do the background work, laying the groundwork for impeachment, because I think that case is there and will be revealed.
Okay, you guys hang on, and caller, you hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Folks, Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and of course, enjoy great food. That's Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, located at 8000 Stone Harbor Loop in Bradenton, just east of I-75. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You bet we'll see you there. Can't wait to get over to the new place today and see what it's all about, and they're going to take good care of us. I've already talked to the management. Of course, I'll have some of my stuff to give away, my freebie stuff, so if for no other reason, show up and collect some of that. And I've got some new stuff to hand out, so we're getting diversified here all of a sudden. And oh, by the way, I tried to get Frank Silvato to get me the books, his books were nullification, so we could get them distributed. They won't be coming until probably Friday or Saturday, which means I won't have them until next week. So then I'll have them, and when I go do an event, I'll be bringing the books with me. So there you go. And they're very reasonably priced, so they're not that bad when it comes to price. You'll find out about that when you see it. But in the meantime, let's go back to the telephone line. Kyle Warren from the Professor of Politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Also the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, of which I am a proud member. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for being a proud member.
Now, I want to go to the phone line. We've got Bagamon Bob on here with a question. So, Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, on Trump's goes before the judge tomorrow. I think one of the first things they should
today.
Do.
Today.
Yeah, today.
Today.
4 o'clock. Today. 4 o'clock today.
Well, look at that clock, okay. Is to ask for a change of venue in addition to having the judge recuse herself, because in addition to the judges that are up there in that D.C. and stuff, also the jury pool is going to be very heavily biased on it as an average also, and I think that's very important to do. And I know they may not be able to do it, but I just think they ought to press for that as hard as they can. And the second thing I wanted to add on was that woman that got attacked out in California.
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Yep.
Okay, Oregon. Well, I got within one state anyway. Portland, Oregon. The cops took 20 minutes to get there. And she was emphasizing the fact that state leaders were more responsible than anything else for this because of their defending of the police. And I guess that's it, Cap.
All right. Well, let me try to throw some light in the fire here in Portland, Oregon. First of all, the police were downsized big time because of the riots that happened there. They've got a very liberal mayor, and the mayor is not going to do anything to try to help the police, even with a situation like this, as bad as it was when we got beat up very badly. However, the police were following their protocol, and this is one of those areas where she was in where they weren't going to go racing in there unless they had quite a bit of backup to go with them, and they didn't, so they waited. Colonel.
Yeah, that's right. In another news story in the last day, there's an Oregon deputy that has made, and this is a good news story, in a bad news place, made a miraculous recovery after being shot multiple times in the head.
Seven times.
Yeah. So, you know, back into folks in blue who continued to try to do their duty, notwithstanding that many politicians, like particularly in that part of the country up in Oregon, are not doing right by them, as you pointed out.
Yeah, and that deputy, remarkable that he's alive. I saw the picture of him with his family, and he was given the thumbs up, and horrible, horrible circumstance. Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, let's turn away from the politics just for a moment, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and let's take a look, of course, what's happening in Ukraine. You know, I always love to ask you about what's happening in Ukraine. But what's going on with Russia striking Ukraine's Danube port? This obviously is having an effect on the global grain prices.
Yeah, it has. This has been an ongoing thing. It's kind of funny, the last couple of days, how Ukraine has almost disappeared, relatively speaking, from the headlines. But, of course, things go on right there. And this, of course, has been the case, You know, when it was several months ago, Russia says it will no longer abide by staying away from attacking what is essentially between Russia and Ukraine, the breadbasket of much of the world, and this extension of that, and the extent to which Vladimir Putin is openly and willingly to flaunt both international law and all that has really come to light, both in what you're talking about right here, but not biting a bite, but what it agreed to do, but also we're starting to reveal that as some of the atrocities that were committed in the early days, as Moore's revealed about what the Russian forces did when they first launched the invasion. So more to follow. We'll see how this goes. And I noticed that Zelensky said, 2 days ago, that he was willing, and this is hopeful kind of thing, because this thing is not going to end well. This is not going to end in victory, I don't think, for either Ukraine or Russia. It's going to be to the point to where one side or the other or both say, hey, or the world says we have had enough and we forced these folks to go to the negotiating table, and it'll be to the advantage of one or the other. I think in our view it ought to be to the advantage of Ukraine because they were the victim of the illegal invasion by Russia. But that's a little bit more beyond what you did, but that's just one layer amongst many. And additionally, add that to the list of things that Russia and Vladimir Putin has done that are both illegal and just morally corrupt.
Mm. And good morning to George Godfather. I got to say good morning to him. He just checked in.
That's right. Yeah. Good morning, George. Yeah. But Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, what would Vladimir Putin ever agree to other than perhaps keeping parts of Ukraine that he thinks that he wants at least out of this? I mean, he thinks Ukraine is his anyway, but I can't imagine that it would just be, okay, you go back to Russia and Ukraine stays Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why this war is continues to be an interminable war because neither side is willing to negotiate, particularly Russia. And you're absolutely right. I cannot imagine them willing to negotiate anything. In fact, they won't even do the one thing, which is not acceptable to Zelensky, is that that they maintain Crimea, because let's be honest, the world was asleep in 2014. We, the United States of America, was asleep in 2014 with the illegal taking of Crimea. So that may be something that Ukraine and the world has to swallow to do that at some point. But I don't think Vladimir Putin's not even willing to go that far. Neither is. So, hey, the drumbeat goes on. The war goes on.
Hmm. Colonel, the I word being mentioned more and more, maybe and when. We've gone from the word maybe it's going to happen. Now it's when's it's going to happen. Now, we did mention briefly, and I got a request here, a question from a listener. Let's see here. It's from Aaron, and Aaron is in Kansas City, Kansas. Thank you very much, Aaron, for tuning in. He wants to know if it's getting closer to the when and not the maybe.
Yeah, Aaron from Kansas City, Kansas. Say hello to my kid's sister there in Overland Park, Kansas, for one.
There you go.
But, yeah, in regard to this, you know, we talked about this. I think the case for impeachment is stronger than the case against Trump in this January 6th. However, having said that, like we talked about during the break, I think that we need to have trust, faith, and confidence that the House leadership will continue to do what thankfully they've done so far, which is to be very careful, very measured, and devoting a lot of energy into making the case correct before stepping forward for that. And that's happening. That'll happen. That time will come. Maybe not quick enough for what some would like to see, perhaps not as quick as what is being moved forward by Smith et al. Against former President Trump. However, I have confidence that the right thing will be done. And ultimately, maybe some folks are right. In the end, Biden may not be running. He may not be the nominee in November 2024. We'll see.
Did you see him trying to get off the beach last night?
Oh, Lordy. I don't know what is more painful, to watch him on vacation or to watch him when he's in office and wherever is serving as president. Both of them are very painful to watch.
He can hardly walk.
That's right. Yeah,
All right, we got the music coming up, Colonel, so I'll see you later today over there at Heritage Harbor and Eatery, and can't wait. See what
we're gonna... I will try to save room after breakfast so that I'm hungry.
Uh-huh.
Hungry with the captain in there.
Then we'll see George the Godfather be over there with us. He just told me he'd be there.
All right, all the more motivation than I need anymore.
All righty, thanks a lot. Have a great day, sir. I'll see you later. Okay, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And he's going to be listening in here. We're going to be coming back with more. And Kyle Warren.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. There's a new man in charge of the United Auto Workers, and he has some demands of the big three in Detroit.
The new head of the United Auto Workers Union, Sean Fain, says his union members are suffering.
We're currently living in a cost of living crisis caused by corporate greed, while our wages have remained stagnant or regressed.
Fain took to social media to lay out the union's demands, including wanting a 32-hour work week for union members. Another demand is for the UAW to be allowed to strike if an auto plant is shut down. Currently, that's against federal law.
Correspondent John Schaefer. Apple Card's interest-bearing savings account has reached $10 billion in deposits. The high-yield account offered by Goldman Sachs was launched in April. Deposits earn an annual percentage yield of 4.15%. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and of course, enjoy great food. That's Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, located at 8000 Stone Harbor Loop in Bradenton, just east of I-75. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of people there today at Heritage Harbor, the golf course and eatery. And by the way, it's the clubhouse, and in the clubhouse they have a very nice restaurant. They've got lunch specials. You can eat off the menu, and the atmosphere there is second to nobody's, I believe, from what I've seen. I remember being there a while back, but it'll be interesting to see what things have changed since I was there. Last time I was down there was when I lived over in Lakewood Ranch, and I used to go there for some of the political gatherings that we would have there at Heritage Harbor at the golf club in the clubhouse. All right, well, let's go right to the phone line. We've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, hanging in there. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And we've got a special guest on the line right now. It's a good friend of mine that I've known for a number of years through Concerned Veterans for America, Jimmy T. Williams. And, of course, he is the Florida coordinator here in the great state of Florida. And good morning there, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. I'm here, Captain, and good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
All right. Now, Jimmy, tell us a little bit about Concerned Veterans for America, because those of us that were involved a few years back, we used to have meetings and rallies and things like that, and it started out really gangbusters and then kind of cooled off a little bit. But there was a reason for that. But you're back, and you're back under some, let's call it, new tutelage.
Well, so Concerned Veterans for America is a national, nonpartisan, not-for-profit organization known as the Voice of Veterans for Freedom and Prosperity. And we are unique compared to a lot of veterans organizations in the fact that we focus on the policy that helps veterans get quality health care by having choice in the VA healthcare system. We also help ensure that we're not going into endless wars. So as an example, we want to see the troops finally come out of Iraq and Syria because there's no benefit to the United States. We're also pushing really hard for a foreign policy of realism and restraint. So as an example, we don't feel that we should be the world's police, that whatever we do military-wise should have a direct correlation to benefiting the United States. And last but not least, we want to also make sure, and this is where we as veterans have a good, strong voice, is that in both the VA and the DOD that we speak out about the spending, because we know citizens really can't speak out about military spending or VA spending, but veterans can. So we use our voice to address those three issues, making sure that, well, somebody's holding the government accountable. And basically, we don't care which side of the government you're on. If it needs to be addressed and it's the right thing to do, we'll work with anybody to address those issues.
And back a few years ago, there was some legislation that got put through, compliments of the Concerned Veterans of America. You pushed it. You were one of the big lobby groups that was in there. And kudos to the group for doing that.
Yeah, that was the 2018 Mission Act, which created the 2019 Community Care Program, which is being used more and more by veterans to give them choice outside the VA. And let me tell you, though, Captain, it was something that was pushed and supported by so many people like yourself that basically now we're seeing life-saving measures because veterans are going outside of the VA for health care.
Well, when I had my episode, I had to go outside the veterans what's this?
The VA.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at a message from Lynn Hay. Sounds like a game of Clue. Okay, all right. That's our friend Lynn chiming in there down in the backyard down there in Bradenton, Sarasota. But anyway, no, you're right. And the thing I like about it, and Kyle, I'm going to bring you in here in just a second, is you've got your act together again. You reorganized. You're on your mission. You know what you're doing. And, you know, I've been involved in it since day one, since Rick Disney was around. And you were there, but you were kind of further out in the wilderness, if you will.
Well, yeah, and you know, we're coming back and reorganized a little bit. But the big thing is that, you know, we're successful in getting the Mission Act passed and the community care, and then COVID hit. So, you know, whatever organizational issues may have been out there, the big thing was is that, well, people couldn't go out and meet. We couldn't have rallies. You couldn't do anything. But coming out of that, we first of all started doing research on what the VA wasn't doing, which is following the law, and then started working with legislators on what to do to fix, again, mm-hmm. the broken VA healthcare system. And that's why there's, you know, partially why there's been a lull in the process. Now we're going like gangbusters. We're, matter of fact, today I'll be at Congressman Darren Soto and Congressman Maxwell Frost Town Hall to hear what they have to say about veterans issues and provide some input about, you know, how we see things going forward. So, yeah, we're definitely going like gangbusters. The Florida team is full. We have a full complement of people. Miami, Jacksonville, Orlando, Tampa, Pensacola, and me, I float across the entire state.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, what you got?
Well, good morning, Jimmy. Something you said about the idea of rethinking foreign policy really intrigued me, and I'm wondering what's kind of the strategy on that. I mean, what sort of measures can you take in order to start to reshape this idea of stopping the endless wars and things like that?
Well, the first thing is, and this shows our bipartisan, there's legislation that we're working with Congresswoman Barbara Lee, and has that legislation is to repeal the AUMFs. And one of the things is that's pulling back the effort of making the Constitution important again when it comes to foreign policy, because these open-ended AUMFs, which is authorization for use of military force, have allowed presidents to do what they want around the world, especially the one for Afghanistan, where they pretty much have overused it. But this pulling back of authority into the hands of Congress is now being done by a Democrat in support with Republicans to make sure that in the future we won't have open-ended conflicts, that if they're going to use the military, they will have to have that debate and discussion with Congress, because that's how our founding fathers set it up, because the Congress represents the people who have to suffer for the decisions of the executive branch.
Very interesting. And so basically then the War Powers Act would be the controlling factor here for the initial use of American troops. But then, as you said, got to go back to Congress to get any further authorization.
Exactly. And, you know, this is the only place in the entire Constitution that I understand where it is specifically having to have the two entities work on something. So you have the separations of power. This is a combined effort. The president can send troops anywhere at any time, but cannot fund them. The Congress cannot send anybody anywhere, but is the only entity that can fund them. And it forces the two to have that conflict to make them work together to, A, provide the ability to lead, and, B, provide true representation for what the people feel is right for our nation.
Very interesting indeed.
All right, back to me. So what do you think, Jimmy, when you take a look at the newspaper and you see all this chaos in D.C. here lately, how in the hell did we get anything done?
Well, you know, it's funny because, again, this is where being a veteran like yourself, we know we have that strong voice to be able to lean on leaders to do the right things. We want to make sure that we have leaders who stick by their values. Again, regardless of position, there's always just two sides of an issue. You're either for it or against it. But we find in the military you have a mission of improving things, of accomplishing a goal, of working together. Taking that military mindset and pushing our leaders to work together to get things accomplished. That's why the majority of our legislation tends to be bipartisan, because we work both sides of the aisle. Now, if we can get everybody to stop pandering and stop going out there and poking each other in the eye and say, okay, this is the goal, this is the mission, and use that military ability to guide our leaders, I think we can have a better outcome as a nation. It really is something that veterans are one of the trusted groups in America right now, and we as veterans need to come together, have a voice, tell them to calm down and work on it, and, you know, have a plan for America going forward.
And last I checked, there were about 20 million veterans about 4 years ago that were part of a group that did not vote in the election. They got nobody to blame but themselves for the end result.
And exactly. And again, this is where if veterans would speak up more, we have the most trust right now, us and law enforcement and firefighters, but yep, we're amongst that group of people who have an immense amount of trust across the nation, and that gives us the leaders.
All right, Jimmy, can you hang on for just a second? I want to get you through one more segment here.
Absolutely.
All right, hold on. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hardest working overnight radio talk hosts in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, my oldest sponsor to the show. Been with me since the very first days of me being on the radio. They're down there in Sarasota, and take my word for it, folks, they are the very best when it comes to blind shade shutters. And whether or not you need the installation or parts or cleaning or whatever, they're the first ones you should be calling because they can do it better than anybody else anywhere. You have my word on that. Now, their phone number is 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. They are located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And you can call them at that number, 941-922-2345, to schedule an appointment. Now remember, for installation, for parts, for cleaning, whatever it is you need, maybe you want to go in and take a look at some new blinds or new shades or new shutters and see what they have, because they got them on display there. You can order it and they'll bring them to you, put them on, or you can put them on if you feel so inclined. Local, experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota, phone number 941-922-2345. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And we're back to Jimmy T. And you know something, when I think of that, I think of the guy that was on TV there, Jimmy something or another. But anyway, you are the Coalition's Director for Concerned Veterans of America here in Florida, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and we're proud to call you a friend, and we've known you for quite a while, and
The person whose place you indirectly took was another good friend of the show. We enjoyed being able to speak with him and kid with him a lot. And then, of course, there's Rick Disney. And for all I know, he's listening right now.
And Rick's a great man, and we miss him not being here with Florida. He's moving on, of course, from the team to bigger and better things. And you can never hold that man back. He was always doing great things.
Yep. Former LAPD cop out there, and quite a story behind him, too. So there you go. Now, you got a website, so tell us the website.
The website is cv4a.org. So that's C as in Charlie, V as in Victory, the number 4, A as in Alpha, .org. And you can go on there and you can sign up to be a volunteer. You can go on there. You can see a lot of the topics that we're talking about around the world and things like that. There's a slew of things that you can find out about. Matter of fact, the MOA in Georgia just talked to me yesterday, and he was very impressed with the website, and MOA being Military Association.
Right.
The leader in Georgia looked at that and was like, wow, this is a great website. And he was like, you know, I can't even tell what side you guys are supporting. I said, well, we don't support one side or the other. We support issues. And he goes, I can get it from the website. So it's a great website. It's cv4a.org. And people can go there and volunteer. We're constantly trying to do events and engage people and get them being active again and giving veterans and their family members and loved ones the voice to make sure we guide this nation with the right tone.
Yeah, and I'm a life member of that organization you just mentioned, and they do a lot of great things, too, for all the veterans. Now, back in June, a Gallup poll, June 1st to June 22nd, and I like to look at polls. It was used to measure the faith in public institutions. It's following a persistent dip in public confidence in the military over the last 5 years. Now, this is from the civilians taking a look at things, and they're starting to lose their confidence in the U.S. military. But I think it has to do more with the leaders. When you see people like General Milley and you hear what he's all about and representing, you just got to shake your head and wonder.
Well, you know, you think about it. We have made mistakes in the past with Afghanistan, where first they were told to withdraw by one president and they ignored it. Then they were told to withdraw from Afghanistan by another president and botched it. Then we have the use of the military in ways that it's not supposed to be used, i.e. the endless wars. And all these officers are doing is taking our most precious of military resources, our men and women, and just shoveling them all over the world without goals, without plans, without end states. So people are starting to say, okay, you guys screw up missions, but you guys continue to be in charge and throw our military all over the world. And the military's job is not to advise more use of the military. It's to plan and devise ways to use the military, be effective, win it, and bring it home.
Well, we're not the world's policemen, and I understand the treaties that we have, where if somebody gets attacked, like in NATO, that the members of NATO are going to come to the assistance, which is why I'm glad they didn't just jump on the bandwagon and suddenly throw the Ukraine in there, because guess where we would have been?
Well, exactly, and Kyle, I think, could definitely come over top on this, because this is the world of politics, specifically, where they're using the military and the military's popularity as part of politics to try and drive things like foreign policy. Foreign policy should not be a military-driven thing, and it is destroying the trust in the military because of our military is so out front about it. They should quietly be in the background, accomplish mission, come home, not be part of the higher conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The military should not be political.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Kyle?
Well, here, Jimmy, I think that was very well said, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, because I think this goes to what you were just talking about, tell us about what the Concerned Veterans of America are doing about smart, sustainable, and strategy-focused DOD spending. How do you bring that about?
Well, one of the things that we've been involved in was the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, and we basically have been speaking up about how they are putting money into programs that no longer work and we don't need to put money into. And that's really important because we want to ensure the best funded and the most capable military. That does not mean pleasing some senator or some congressman by funding programs in their community just because the programs are a community. If the programs are ineffective, don't use them. Don't fund them. And there's a slew of programs. not only that, accountability into spending in the DOD. We know for a fact anybody who served one day knows the military wastes money. Some of that can't be helped because, well, sometimes you just blow things up for training, right? But there's realistic aspects to spending in the military. So as an example, in the past, the elected officials decided they wanted more F-35s. The military didn't ask for them, but the military got more F-35s because somebody in the process with the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, basically shoved that money in there and forced the military to take it. That's not what our people are funding. They're supposed to fund the military, not somebody's pet projects.
Yeah. Jimmy, give us the website again because we're going to have to go.
It's cv4a.org, and that's Charlie Victor 4 Alpha.org. And if anybody wants to follow up, they can find me on Twitter at Jimmy T. Smith, and that's J-I-M-M-I-E-T Smith at Twitter.
All right. Thank you very much, Jimmy. We'll have you on again real soon. Look forward to seeing you real soon.
God bless you.
All right. Thank you very much. Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Really great guy, and you want to make sure you check that out. Okay, Kyle, where am I going to be today?
Well, you're going to be right over at the Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, Golf Course and Eatery.
And let's listen to this promo so we can give everybody the heads up on it.
Hi, folks. Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and, of course, enjoy great food. That's Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, located at 8000 Stone Harbor Loop in Bradenton, just east of I-75. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And it's very easy to find this place for all the people that are confused. All you got to do is go to the website, Heritage Harbor Golf Club, and you'll find it over there, or Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, whichever works. You can find it both ways if you do a search. But all you do is go up to State Route 64 off I-75, or down, as the case may be, or out from downtown Bradenton. Keep coming 64. 75 is the north-south road. You're going to go east to the first or second traffic light. Either one will get you into the golf club. The first one takes you up by the Costco, and then you follow that road around the back, and it takes you in the back part of the golf club. The second one is where you go in the gate, and that'll take you right to the clubhouse. So there you go. Either way works, but that's where we'll be from 11 to 1 today. Looking forward to it. They got a great menu, and you're going to love the food. You're going to love the atmosphere there, and we'll be there, and I'll have some free stuff with me, too, to hand out. And great conversation is always, always part of the lunch. So there you go. All right, Kyle, I'll see you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We'll see him tonight. We'll hear him tonight. In the meantime, this program is all about we the people. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. And remember, I believe in God. God bless America. God save this country. See you tonight, everybody.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.